This video is primarily for Ivana. Ivana is the one who has breast cancer, and apparently in excruciating pain and under mental stress, and tragic to have one soul in such pain. But the very best we can do is try and help her. So, I'm willing to participate in something that is experimental. What would I do with myself if I were in such a difficult situation? Were it anybody else, maybe I would do as much, but this is what I would do for myself. I leave this diagram here because it's the laminin molecule. It's the shape, the literal shape and formation of the singular molecule that creates cellular adhesion, migration, differentiation. It knows how to do a gallbladder versus a liver and how to maintain their individuality. This same molecule makes all basic cellular composition. So if I want to change something going on in my body physically, this is one of the places I would look to see if I could change its fluidity and dynamics. We have to look that disease is a result of unresolved emotional experiences or feelings or belief systems still contained by the soul. So for me, it's a mechanical function of soul, mind, and body. Now, some people prefer the definition that it's spirit, soul, mind, and body. And you can decide which one works for you. But I think that if you just work with soul, mind, body, it will be good enough to work this way together. You can infuse it with whatever you want, because part of this is if we as a group are willing to engage in a similar activity for the benefit of one person, it may have the greatest impact to help that one person pass through this experience. So I'm suggesting that those who want to be involved in this little experiment, this is what I'm doing. Periodically, I remember this diagram and I hold it in the middle of me. Now, this diagram for me also has other components. It creates a system of fluidity. There is the vertical axis and the horizontal axis. And where these two meet is a significant crossover point. Now, for me, that crossover point is down to the bottom of my own heart. So that figure goes in the middle of me. So at times I do some things vertically and I do some things horizontally, but mostly I'm engaged in a rather continuous flow of life at that point. I want to show you some other graphics that I came across just a couple of weeks ago. I think I mentioned this before, but I'll mention it again. A little boy brought me his coloring book, which was a Steiner coloring book, and he showed me some pictures of the very same things that I had been working on, but in a different way. Let me show you. This is one page out of a book by Steiner. I've known of Steiner, worked a little bit with it, but I've not really researched a great deal of his work, but I do respect this work. In the process of looking at the figure eights, these are figure eights, vertical ones, by the way, in this process, but these vertical figure eights, they have to do with the sequential flow of life force in different seasons of the year. Solstice being higher on one side, and then solstice in the opposite season on the opposite side. And you see these rhythms of high and low, and that's solstice. But whenever it crosses the midline and it's in a momentary experience of being equal on both sides, that's equinox. So equinox is the pinpoint equilibrium of the opposites. Now, it's this pinpoint I'm looking for to be able to consciously access, to be able to equilibrate masculine and feminine forces horizontally, and at times masculine and feminine forces vertically. And these forces have to do with the unresolved emotions from father or mother's side of the family. Somehow the goal is to use this fluidity to resolve the unresolved impediments from either side of the family. Eventually, if you do this, a couple theoretical things would happen. One, you would change the etheric energy or the etheric patterns. That means the formation of the energy closest to the physical body extending into the auric field, that by going in through these processes, they would be affected. They're going to be affected because you're using feeling and imagination. This doesn't necessarily mean you're actually resolving the emotions that originally gave birth to the formations. These formations are epigenetic memories or unresolved emotions in the ancestry, or I have unresolved emotions in me because I hold an unloving and belief system that I'm not willing to let go of. So these belief systems and attitudes and behaviors, they are very powerful to affect the flow of life force from the soul through the spirit body into the etheric, into the physical. So if something's manifesting on the physical level, treat it biochemically. That should change the physical alignment, meaning that the right remedies will at least slow the progress and in some cases reverse that progress, because the polarity biochemically of the molecules of nutrition, herbal medicine, and so on can slow it down. And I'm in favor of doing that to slow down the deterioration and relieve some of the pain. Now, I know that she's doing everything possible with good naturopaths to be able to find those molecules, and we're making some suggestions as well. But right above that, above the body chemistry level, is the etheric and the astral level above it. This is where the interface of the ability to use imagery, imagination, symbols, and being able to circulate it activates what you would call the vibrational level, where like cures like, if you want. It's more of a mental body level. That's another way of taking the pressure off of the physical. I'm an advocate of at least experimenting with that to be able to help another human being. But above that one is also the soul level composition, which has a lot more to do with soul to soul. That soul to soul level is higher than the astral, etheric, or the physical. Soul to soul is feeling to feeling on its purest level. Now, to successfully move that, then I think that we can deal with more. So how to do that is, I'm just showing you that this idea of using figure eight symbology has existed for a while. And if you look closely at this, this is a pattern he describes over approximately 21,000 years that's equal to the same movement that happens during a day, the same movement that happens during a year. It's holographic. Now, the goal is to use the same basic symbology and feel that, and to engage that creatively, and then to use group dynamics to help circulate this life force to see if we can find a way to help one human being. If we can find a way to help one, we can duplicate that and help others. So for those who want to participate, let me show you a couple of examples that you can do privately. Let me here is the primary graphic that I would suggest you experiment with on yourself if you want to, and to consolidate a group feeling about. The crossover point, bottom of the heart. These two circles are equilibrating the mother and father's sides of the family and trying to circulate the resistance that is polarized by opposites. So the imagery going to the chest area and just visualizing it and feeling it circulating. And you can choose to do more than one way. You can choose to circulate one line, or you can choose to circulate two. I right now am preferring, after doing this for a while, I'm preferring to do start from two ends and do two at once and having them flow. Periodically, I do it forward and back, but mostly I do it from inside my body and primarily, as you see here, usually no farther than the fingertips on either side, but typically about as far as the elbow. And so I'm having this circulation. I don't see it as you would see in this image in front of me. I'm seeing it as actually passing through the middle of me. Now, later on, you can do this a little bit vertically if you want. I'm experimenting with this vertically on myself, and you can do that if you want. And right now, I'm primarily using this one, but I'll show you one more. I'm using also this one. This is now a vertical flow. This vertical flow, if you look closely, these are all of the hours of the day and all of the months of the year in a vertical axis. Right here at the crossover point, it's called 5 into 2. That's the hour of sunrise. And then there's another what's called 5 into 2, and that's sunset. So sunrise and sunset are right at the point of the equilibrium between the vertical axes and the horizontal axes. So sometimes I do the vertical using all the times of the day. And you're right now we're practicing doing those month by month. We're learning all of these month by month. And this is what it's really about. It's about building this pattern right here. But we're also experimenting with the last image of doing it horizontally, which is now a more of a fluid dynamic function of what I'm feeling today and my involvement in this. So Ivana, I'm suggesting to you that you use primarily the horizontal one you just saw, and I'll just bring it back up here for a second. This one where you're basically doing that. My suggestion is stay most of your time in this. And do your best to feel your mother and your father's families coming together and resolving their emotional differences. Now, if something's really existing on the skin, it's going to have a religious connotation to it. If something is existing as a tumor, as it is in your liver, then that's a personal belief system about relationship dynamics. So this is about how to feel and address the unresolved emotional processes inside yourself that have led to this disease outcome. We've talked about this before, so I won't go into it much, but just for now, try to do that with the fluid dynamics, and you'll find a sense of rhythm that might work for you. And then I'm doing my best to be right there with you, and anybody else who's participating in this video will also be there with you. And you're not alone in this. We'll do our best. We'll stay through the process. We'll keep looking for answers until we find one. We'll be with you.